Good morning.
Good morning.
Who is this, Joe?
Mary Jane.
Mary Jane, Maddie Dash, how are you?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Where do you live?
I live in Delaware, but right now I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, what fun!
I have been traveling since I'm tired. It's been over a week. Wednesday, I'm going on 2 weeks this Wednesday.
Uh-oh.
So I'm just ready to get back on the road. I'm home towards, you know, Delaware.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the weather like back there?
Well, it's dreary, rainy, damp.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you get a lot of snow there?
You know, we haven't gotten as much as we should have been getting. Last year, I don't remember asking one person to dig me out, so must not have been too much.
Good morning, guys.
Oops, I guess I should do a star four here. I probably am louder.
Good morning, Shaw. It's nice to hear your voice again.
I'm on a corded phone. We are having heavy winds, and the power went out several times through. My thing was just flashing. Fortunately, I have a flashlight right near my desk that I could get moved around here. Sorry about that.
You sound like you have a little cold, Char.
No, it's probably just because I haven't talked that much yet. Probably that croak in the voice here.
Did you get my picture, Char?
Pardon?
Yeah. Did you get my picture?
Yes, I did, and thank you. That was an awesome picture. Setting up on my counter where everybody can see it when they walk in, they go, Who is that lady with your grandchildren? And then they walk.
Had I been thinking, I would have put it in a frame, but I was running out of here. My husband was running. I said, I've got to get this to Shaw because I know I'm going to be on the road for the next 15 days.
And I just
took it in and sent it on.
No, thank you very much. It's so much more fun being able to put a face with a name.
A voice.
You know, with a voice, yeah.
Yeah.
With a name and a voice. So, yes, much appreciated. Well, we'll hope that the line still the phone line stays up anyway. Usually they don't go out, but sometimes we have a problem there. But anyway, are we still connected?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It went out again, so I'm sitting in the dark. With
kerosene lamps out, Char.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Oh dear, my computer is coming back. Hold on just a second.
She has kerosene lanterns
the old fashioned kind.
Yeah. Yeah, they live in it's in the country and they do lose the power in the wintertime.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they heat with wood.
Oh no!
Oh, they've got it set up. I mean, Jenny has got it set up to where it just goes all through the house.
Oh Lord!
They've got a neat house. If you ever have a chance to go visit them, do it because
it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They worked on it for about 15 years before they got into
kitchen.
And they were still not getting very far. And then once they got into Nathan, they were able to finish it because they were paying for it as they went.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Mm.
When they got into it.
Well, she didn't remember me, but I have been on her, what do you call that? That long house she traveled around in? Not RV, I guess. Is that an RV?
Oh, the RV, yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, guys, I'm back. I'm sorry. I hear Mary Jane and Maddie. I'm wondering who else is with us this morning.
This is Onita. Good morning.
Good morning, Onita. Hope nobody else is getting wind like we are. Anyway, just tried to take care of my electrical equipment. I thought they were all into surge panels, but evidently they weren't into the one I turned off, so don't want to blow the guts out of my computer, that's for sure. Okay, so who else have we got?
Mary Lou's here, Char.
Well, good morning, Mary Lou. I hope you had a great trip.
I did. And yes, we've got winds like you do.
Oh, they're all over the Northwest then, huh?
Yeah, we have them here in Salem, too.
Well, that's at least we're not putting up with the cold. When I got up this morning, I thought, oh, I've never had a hot flash. Am I having one? It's all so warm in here. And then I looked, and it was 34 when I went to bed and 60 when I woke up.
Oh, my gosh.
So we had a little change in the temperature here, obviously. So over the weekend or in the recent past, who's had the fun aha or a thought? Maybe they missed sharing, or maybe they're still so excited about it they'd like to share it again. Actually, I'll ask the question that started myself. I just opened an email when the computer was still on, and it was from my daughter-in-law. That could be part of my voice problem because I did choke up, so pretty bad. Anyway, she says, you know, we get these blessings, and she says some of them are just huger than others, and she says not to diminish anybody's gift that's been contributed, but she said we opened an email. Just opened an email, and this was yesterday, and she said it was from somebody down in Texas, and they had heard, I don't know, and I'm taking time for personal, but I think we need to be grateful for the blessings that we have, and it extends to our family, and anybody else is touched by this, and the power is not going to stay on for me. So it feels strange sitting here in the dark, not even being able to look at my pad that I always scribble on. They got an email from somebody in Texas that said we need to verify McKenna's address because we were told that for her project for the orphanage, that a person that had read about it had recently passed away and said that she would match any funds collected up to $50,000. This was left in her will. Mm. Well, that was one that was really exciting to hear, but then this one came through and said, because of that, in addition to that, we would like to be a part of this, and we just need to verify your address because we are wanting to write a check for $5,000 and send to you.
Oh, wow.
And it will be matched, my wife and I. And so I just, you know, I'm just thinking, when she read that, well, McKenna read it herself. She was, I mean, this is my granddaughter. Today she turns 9.
Mm.
Today's her birthday. And she said, just what a feeling and a blessing it was to know that people out there are wanting to be a part of something bigger than where they are. And she says, not to diminish any small gifts that have come, but just that sometimes you just can't contain yourself. And that was my first email I read because it was right at the top of the list. Anyway, guys, we have lots to be grateful for and not to worry about power outages and things like that or winds that are going on.
Sure. Have you ever heard of a flashlight?
Yeah, I've got one sitting here. I just have to keep turning it on and off. I could just leave it on. It's right behind my desk. I do keep them in obvious places until someone finds them and they are removed for their emergency. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay, so I need to hear from somebody else. A thought, a comment, an aha.
Well, you know, that reminds me of, Oprah's, all of her money, when she gives $1,000 to different people on her show. And she has this word, and I've taken it from her, play it forward. Sometimes that 1,000 becomes 100,000, 200,000, and this is what your granddaughter is doing, even though she may not be familiar with Oprah. She has put her things out into the universe, and the universe is answering back. You know? And that is so wonderful for 9 years. She's starting so young.
All I can say is God is a good God, and He is blessing her immensely for, and I know it will impact her life for the rest of her life. So that's that's the you know, the really fun part, to see it happening with children. So whether it be grandchildren or other children, it doesn't make any difference. Okay, a little bit of background noise. It sounds like that's a dog to me. If somebody wants to mute out until you're ready to talk, that would be great. Hi, puppy. Okay, star 6 will mute you out if you don't have a mute button on your phone. Fortunately, we're not recording today, so everybody else doesn't get to hear that. Anyway, okay, anyone else with a great thought? We are should be really, really cooking, guys, for the Rhythm event coming up on Saturday. I know it's on my mind. I'm going to be out of town. I'm going to be on the East Coast. Raleigh in the morning, and Greenville, both North Carolina.
Guess where I am today? I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, goodness.
I will not be there next weekend, though.
Oh, God.
Oh, darn. I wish I'd known. I think I could have, you know. Well, I'm planning to. There are two of them here. One in, you know, like in that Washington, D.C. area, Dr. Silverman. He's very big in the Rockville, Maryland area. Here, Baltimore, and then, of course, one of my favorite people, Judy Boger, is having one in her center. So I'm torn. It depends on who I can get to go to where, and I guess I'll be trying to decide that in the next couple of days.
Well, Vance set the standard by doing two in one day when he's traveling, so he volunteered me to do two in one day back on the East Coast, so... That's where I'm going to be. And so, anyway, there's a lot of other people that can take in two cities if they have a morning and afternoon. That's what they're scheduling because of that. So I think the ones here, Portland and Seattle, are both during the day, so that might be difficult, but I don't know that for sure what the timing is on it. But read those. But anyway, guys, you know, every person that you get there can mean a big change in your business, because that can be a turning point for people. I mean, I can go back through our genealogy and just tell you the people that were dramatically affected by going to a corporate event where at least there were corporate speakers, and this would constitute that. And or just a larger event, any either one. So it's just a way of you showing them it's bigger than what you're saying, because it involves more people than just the few that they may have met through you so far.
Are you going to be like with Carol Riddick? Who are you going to be with in North Carolina?
Well, it's her group, yes, that's put it together. She is someplace else while I'm there, but then she's back in the afternoon after I take off. She's there, so there's just an all-day event.
Where's your next one?
Oh, Greenville, North Carolina.
Not down further.
Yeah, it's lower. I think it's about 3.5-4 hours away.
Right.
So, anyway, and there is a chance I'll be in northern New York after that. We're still working on changing my schedule to go back there for just something else, but... definitely will tie in anything that needs to be tied in while we're there, but it's going to be a very short trip. So,
the one in northern New York, that's not Valley, is it?
No, actually, it's not anything set up currently with me, Ken. It's up above, about an hour, I think it's like an hour and a half above Syracuse. I'm not even certain.
Oh, that's way away. That's near Canada.
Yeah, yes, it is. It's way up there. I know that's the nearest airport anyway. Benny doesn't have it circled. It's up by Utica.
Right.
Close to Utica, so it's east of Syracuse. I'm seeing now where approximately where we're going. So anyway, it's distracting. Only distracting when it flashes and goes out. So back to our subject at hand.
Let's do one more question, Cheryl. Which hotel are you going to be at in Raleigh?
Pardon?
Beach Hotel. You want to be at it in Raleigh?
Okay, it's clicking me off, so one more time and maybe it'll stay on. Where am I? You said something about where am I going to...
You're going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina. I said, which hotel are you going to be?
Oh, you know, I can't even remember who I'm staying with. Oh, you mean where's the event going to be?
Right.
Okay, you're going to have to click on the internet because I've not received, to my knowledge, a flyer. At least I've not been able to find one that they sent me, so I haven't gone in and clicked. So just check and see on the website. You know how to do that, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry I don't have that information. Okay. It's still about 3 days away or more. No, that's a sad excuse. I did not say that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Shad. This is Johnny from Massachusetts.
Good morning. Maybe you know, honey.
No, I don't know about that, but we're going to the one in Maine. And apparently they're having some kind of cooking expert that's going to be doing cooking demonstrations, I guess, with the cookware. So I'm really excited about that.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's up in, the Ericsons are going to be there, too, is the Royal the Diamonds, I should say.
Okay, well, I know I'm cooking in Greenville. I don't know what's on the agenda exactly in addition, but I don't think there's any of that scheduled because I don't think we've got time in the morning, so.
Have they put in process the, you know, buying the pans separate?
No. And we've talked about that, but I don't foresee that happening. The closest we can get to that is buying a set and splitting it up. And way we could think of doing it, because we weren't given any pricing on it either for doing that, is to weigh it and go by the weight. That was one thought. You know, weigh the pants collectively and then just divide it out according to the size, in other words.
Yeah, I mean, I remember my wedding gift. I mean, I have these pans that they're stainless steel. They're beautiful, beautiful pans that I've had. I've been married now, 44 years, and they're still beautiful pans, you know. But I would love to try the,
Oh, you don't have them yet.
No.
Neither do I. What you're saying. Oh, my gosh, guys.
Yeah.
Well, you know what it was with me? It was real simple. It wasn't about the pans at all, because I've still got my wedding set, too, and they're like new. That's not a problem. But to me, it was about the retention of the nutrients in the food. And when I found out and read, scientifically studied, backed up by that you could retain 62% of the food in those the most important nutrients. Let me say it correctly. 62% of the most important nutrients can be retained in that cookware, where it cannot in any other cookware in existence. Due to the delivery of the electrons that are allowing the food to retain their antioxidants. When that was put to me, it's just like reading the China study. It was a no-brainer. It didn't matter. None of the rest of it mattered. It was that's what I needed to have, one, for myself, and also to be able to, you know, show other people, but also to set the example, because my body and my kids, my grandkids, everyone that I touch are the most important to me, their lives. And so that's the way that's the way it hit me. But see, I get a little obsessed on that subject because health is really important to me. And I know that that's what we stand for in NECAN, but I'm sure that I probably take it to extreme beyond that. But my thing is, I just, you know, next to the Lord, having your health, to me, is the second most important. I don't know how I read how people have to survive with a lesser degree. And it just destroys me, and when I have the opportunity to get in front of them, I want all the ammunition I can possibly get.
And I had a wonderful idea. May not like it, but I was thinking, you are a Royal Diamond on our call. You could buy a set and then offer it
whatever your price is to the rest of us and let us buy one from you, a piece from you. Those are,
well, I've already got a, ladies, I've already got a waiting list, and I have got people sitting here that are brand new that really need the assistance. So I'm going to leave that up to each of the leaders to do something like that collectively in their area. For one, it's not easy to transport them. Just added cost, and you should be able to do it within your groups where you are locally. That is not a, you know, it's not a huge task. It's a little cumbersome, but I'm sure if you work together, I need extra pieces right now because I find myself going and using other pots when I get desperate like I did last night. I need a couple of the same size, sometimes bigger ones. So there's all kinds of ways of rationalizing. I'm not taking it, I guess I'm going to put it this way. And Maddie, I like your idea. I'm just taking it one step further, okay? Because I have said yes so many times when I've not allowed other people to take positions on this. And I know for a fact that it can be done.
Could we ask, is there anybody else willing to do that? I don't have a group here, and I know I cannot spend that type of money, so if there's anybody that is willing to do that, Dottie's acting like she would like to have a pot. I'd like to have a pot or a top or whatever. I don't know how many others are on here, and if anybody in a position to do that, we could throw it out to the group.
There you go. Well, I'm sure you've got some connections with a few people around there, so it's just a matter of putting the word out in your local areas and say, let's collectively make this happen before the holidays so that we have another avenue to reach people. I will go back and see if I can get any pricing at all. Because here we're a year. It's been a year now since they've been out, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And it would be wonderful to see that happen. Guys, we're so far away from our subject this morning. And I don't blame the power here.
Charlotte, we have a great idea. They're giving away a set here, you know, what they were the last several quarters, and I bet they'll do it again this next quarter when we sponsor three new seniors, and one of those seniors gets a new senior. The company gives a set of cookware.
Okay.
Oh, Mary. That's a good idea. Thank you,
Mary. So let's go build our business. And
right. We get a whole set, not even a piece of a set, a whole set.
There you go.
And one of the prizes.
And you know, just another thing that sticks in my mind too is I know that we have here in Portland raffled off, and the money has gone to a good cause. A set also. And that's another way of having. There's all kinds of avenues to accomplish these things, guys. And when I like Mary Lou's because when the revenue is coming in because you're doing things in your business, it's easy to justify another business expenditure that is a complete tax write-off. And that's the way I look at things, even when I feel that, oh my gosh, there really isn't the extra right there. And it doesn't really matter what level you guys are at. I'm sure you all know that. Whether it's where it is, you still have monies allotted for whether it's investments or donations or whatever, and business, I mean, very carefully structured. And it's just that when things become more apparent, you're just held more responsible for it in another way. So let's not belabor.
Ask one more question.
Yeah.
On the pans. Now, if you had to choose between, choose one or two of the pots and pans, right, which one do you use the most?
Okay, is that going to be fair to say when everybody's now wanting them and they're wanting
them? I know. Yeah, I was just wondering because, you know, I mean, I do have, you know, people around that might want to do a breakup. So,
okay, the way I would look at that is look for a variety of people, like a senior that is by herself or he is by himself, and think in terms that they're going to be likely to use